It is Rally Week here on KFUO and the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Mary Schmidt.
And I had your microphone on this time. And speaking of microphones, you've probably heard throughout this week an announcement from our manager, our executive director, Gary Duncan, with a request for partnerships to support the technology, the equipment here at KFUO. If you can help do that, that makes a big difference. This technology is an important part of how we proclaim the gospel around the world, and it is time to update that technology. Time is taking its toll on it. We live in a fallen world, and technology fails too. So it's time to update that. If you can partner with us, the grand total for the expense is around $40,000. In studio with us now, Mary Hamilton. She is a day sponsor of KFUO as well. Has a great story to share with us. Mary, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
When did you first start listening to KFUO?
Well, I cannot honestly remember a time where KFUO was not in my life. My earliest memories were at my grandparents' house, my father's parents' house, listening to KFUO. They had limited access to mobility, getting out. So for them, the radio was very key. So the Lutheran Hour, just the radio was key for them. I mean, that was how they could worship. Neither one of them drove, so that was their lifeline.
How has it been a part of your life? I know that it's a bit of a long story.
Yeah, but it is. Let's fast forward.
The Reader's Digest version of how it has been, I don't know, interwoven in your life since that point in your childhood.
Since weaving in and out, you know, more in my adulthood when I've raised three kids. Mm-hmm. My youngest was born under distress and I became a stay-at-home mom. And again, KFUO and the Bible studies was just part of my daily life because that was my connection to the outside world when I was at home. Mm-hmm. But when I started working here, when I stepped back in the work field, I used KFUO for a resource when I was starting to, I'm a grant writer for Mission Advancement. So when I started to write grants and research the details, I brought that together. But there was one particular morning driving into work where Concordia, Wisconsin, CUW, underwrote, I think, Faith and Family. Was that the right one?
Mm-hmm. Sure, and now they underwrite the Coffee Hour.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Yay! Yeah. And Professor Voss was on. So for those that know me personally know that my daughter has been so into horses and was dead set on being an equine vet. Mm. So that kind of eliminated the Concordias because they didn't have any animal science thing. Mm-hmm. But this particular morning, you hosted Dr. Voss, where he came on and said his first career was a large animal vet. And it just like stopped me in my tracks because I thought, okay, how did this large animal vet become a professor at Concordia University, Wisconsin? So I want to hear about this. So I heard about the story. God in his ways was already preparing my daughter because she was at a vet camp where they were saying, maybe you should study biology. The doors are more open for you. So when she came back from that camp, she was saying this. I'm like, well, funny thing I heard this week. And taking that forward in that little Reader Digest story, my daughter is now at Concordia, Wisconsin. And KFUO opened the door for that, for her. But yet the lineage of my grandparents supporting many, many years ago KFUO, not just as a listener, but as a supporter, that brought it all together. So, you know, I want to do that for the future generation, too.
Oh, thanks be to God. And the clock fighting against us. Oh, we want to hear so much more of this story. Mary Hamilton, thank you so much for sharing your story. And thanks be to God that that your daughter gets to study at Concordia, Wisconsin now.
And what a blessing.
Biology.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for being a day sponsor with KFUO and sharing with us today your story.
Thank you all for what you do. I appreciate each one of you.
Thank you. Call 1-800 today and share your story as well, like Mary Hamilton, 1-800-730-2727. We'd love to hear your story, 1-800-730-2727, and become a day sponsor or partner, any gift this year during Rally Week.
Gifts at KFUO.org, and you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.